you know, you hear the radio back then, and my Aunt Vicky was living with us, and she was into the Supremes, and so she would sing into her hairbrush while I played my snare drum to 45s. That kind of bolstered me on, and then later I was playing in bands as a touring musician, and I was doing everything back then, from lighting and sound.
You started out as a drummer?
You know, I started out as a bass player, a very bad bass player, and then progressed to a bad drummer, and then eventually became a pretty good drummer, and I went to Nashville, and I realized how many out-of-work drummers there were, and I was at a quandary of, am I a technician, electrician, or a musician, and I got as much pleasure helping others achieve their goals as I did achieving my own. It was kind of, my goal was to help others at some point, I realized, and so that brought me into where I'm at now.
Tell me a little bit about the basic function of an audio engineer.
I have a mantra that is, mine is not to reason why, but to simply amplify. And so that's my starting place. As audio engineer, we basically do that. We take what has been given to us and we try to make it where the people can hear it. And in all the seats, it's changed a little over the years. You know, when they say there's not a bad seat in the house, that's our job to make sure that from an audio perspective, there isn't a bad seat in the house.
What's the difference between the approach that you use as a front-of-house engineer for the audience mix and the monitor mixer?
Well, the first thing to note, usually the house guy gets more money. I guess he's portraying the artist, so in general, that's a good position to be in. And the monitor guy is taking requests, not unlike a fast food restaurant, you know, with a long line in front of you. Basically, it's kind of a twofold position, or can be. One style is where you are literally taking orders from the different musicians on stage or performers, and they are telling you what they want. And your job is to kind of look over and make sure that doesn't change. If somebody turns their, let's say, guitar amp up too loud, now that input to your console is louder than what it was, and so you have to adjust to make sure that it maintains the level that the performer was looking for. But the other side of it is you may be an active mix, is what I would call it, where the artist doesn't have any idea of what they want. They just know they want it to sound good. So you can become kind of a front-of-house mixer for that artist, where you're making decisions that you will live and die by for that artist. And most artists will let you know when you've not fulfilled that part of the agreement. But, you know, that's what I love about Elvis Costello now, is he's like looking for me to do his bidding. You know, he gives me a criteria that he wants me to work within and some ideas, and then it's just me to be creative. And that's the fun side, is when you get an active mix.
How does being a musician inform that?
Me having been a musician, I think a foot up in some respects, because I love all styles of music, and I can, when a musician isn't technical in their terminology, if they say the sound sounds muddy, or it sounds, you know, I want more of a brown sound, then you have to kind of do a calculation of what that means. And if you've lived that, if you've kind of experienced, you know, sound as colors, or in, you know, metaphors, then it gives you a leg up to get to what they want as quickly as possible.
Do you like travel?
Yes, maybe, sort of, no. So, you know, touring is less about travel and more about Groundhog Day, if you remember that movie. I've been all over the world. I've been so blessed to have toured almost everywhere. But I haven't seen that much, because when you're on tour, you know, especially nowadays, it's expensive. So, you know, for the most part, you set up a sound system, your artist sings the songs that made them famous, and you tear it down and you get in a bus or on a plane or something. I look forward to retirement, when I plan to travel to a place, and my wife and I, and we're going to immerse like a month at a location when you can really become part of that location. And that, to me, would be the travel I would like to do.
Frank, thanks for your time today. This has been great.
It's my pleasure. I love talking, and you gave me an opportunity. And the band starts to play.